In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How could this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He'll be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
What hope we hold this starlit night, a king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long, we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent age, 400 years can he be found, but broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God incarnate, he to dwell. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, praise his name, Emmanuel. The Son of God, born to bleed, a crown of thorns would pierce his brow, and we beheld this offering exalted now, the King of Kings. Praise God for the hallowed manger.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgins shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
The Christmas story is not fairy tale story. Christmas story is a real life story. Maybe we're missing it. Maybe it's not really, we don't want to look at this real Christmas story because we want to keep that as a more like a fantasy, fairy tale story. The scripture today, Matthew and Luke, clearly stated what really happened. God picked this young, bright lady named Mary. But somewhat, Mary was engaged with Joseph. And the angel Gabriel appeared to her and gave her this amazing message that she's going to conceive a child. Think about it. From Mary's perspective, I'm engaged with a young man, and my engagement, my marriage, what's going to happen? So the message that Angel Gabriel delivered to this young lady was a devastating message for Mary. And there's another dynamic of this story is that once the villagers, the authorities, found out that Mary got pregnant without Joseph, then Mary's gonna what? They consider that as adultery. They consider that as adultery, which means that the law of Moses said that those who commit adultery should be stoned to death. Think about it. This bright young lady knew about all this. She knew that what's going to happen when she conceived a child while she was engaged with Joseph. She knew it. Her engagement could be jeopardized. Her life even got threatened because of against the law. But what amazing is that once Gabriel passed the message to Mary, Mary said this, "Let it be." Knowing that what's gonna happen, but she obeyed. Obedience, great faith with answering this amazing message, saying, "Let it be." Isn't that amazing? I could be stoned to death, but because of angel gave me this message, let it be. What about Joseph? Joseph found out that her beloved Mary got pregnant. What should I do? According to the Matthew, he was a righteous man. So he did not want to expose her to public. That means he exposed her to public, then Mary's gonna stone to death. and quietly disengage with her. That was a plan. And the angel appeared to his dream. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. And the Mary is pregnant is by Holy Spirit for amazing God's salvation. And the story follows that Joseph believed it. Even though it was in dream, Joseph believed it. With faith, he brought Mary to marriage and had a baby, baby Jesus. So it's not a fairy tale story. It's a real life story that Scripture recorded and Scripture telling us today. Would you please stand as we sing next hymn?